ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Padil. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Ches. We'll start with the sugya at the end of Chof Zayin Omid Beis. The Gemara brings down by the story of Ben Dome that Rabbi Shmuel holds Minayin Shim Oimim Le'il Odom Avodah Zarah Ve'al Tehorig She'yavid Ve'al Yehorig Tamen Lo'im Avuchai Bohem Ve'lo'i She'yomus Bohem. Yochel afilu befahesia tamen loyma avle tzchalu eshim kodshi. The Gemara's mevur that Shita said Bishmoel is that even on avir of avodah zarah, which is one of the gimel avirs chamuris, even avodah zarah there's halacha of avoid v'al yehorig because there's halacha of chay bohem v'lo sheyamus bohem. The Rishonim over here discuss that this is Shita said Bishmoel, but Rabbonon, as we know, they hold that the gimel avirs chamuris are different than any other avir. And the Gimel Aviris Chamur is even Betzina, there's Aloche of Yehoyeg V'al Yavur, and this doesn't go into the Klal of V'chai Behem V'lo Sheyomus Behem. Tosfos over here in Divrei Maschil Yochel discusses that this is the Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbonon, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's no difference between these three Aviris, Avodah Zarah, Gilarayis, and Shvichas Domim, to any other Avir, and the Aloche is always a Betzina, is Yehoyeg V'al Yehoyeg, Mashenkin befahesia, then is aloche of Yehoig v'aliyavir. Mashenkin ukun to the Rabbonon, there's a difference between the Gimel Aviris Chamuris that always the aloche is even betzina, there's a din of Yehoig v'aliyavir. And Tosfos discusses a steer in Rova and how we should paskin, and so to the Rosh over here is also has ariches. If we paskin in the end, they come out that we should paskin like the Rabbonon, that in the Gimel Aviris Chamuris is aloche of Yehoig v'aliyavir. Now, as we know, one of the Gimel Aviris Chamuris, besides Avodah Zarah, which our sugi is discussing, is also the Avir of Ritzicha. The halacha is that if someone forces you to go and kill someone else, Shvichas Domim, there's halacha of Yehoig V'al Yavir according to the Rabbonon. The Gemara explains in Psochim, Chof Hei Amid Beis, the reason is not because of the Chomer of the Avir of Ritzicha. Ritzicha is not different than a different Avir. The story is, because my time says the Gemara, my chosis, the domoch didoch, sumke michaviroi, who said that your blood is any redder than the blood of your friend? And therefore there's a story to say that you should let yourself be killed and not to kill your friend, because who said it's better that you should stay alive and your friend should be killed? This is the svara of the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a svara. Even without posuk, we know that by Ritzicha, the halacha is Yehoig V'al Yavir. And the Gemara continues on in Psochim and explains that Gilu Aroyes, we learn out from a Hekesh to Ritzicha, is also Yehoig V'al Yavir. Al Kaponim, the reason why by Ritzicha, the Rabbonon hold Yehoig V'al Yavir, even Bitzina, is because of this svara of Maichosis, who said it's better for you to stay alive than your friend. So Lechoyer, Misvara should come out, that since the svara by Ritzicha is not from Gzis HaKosuv, it's just a svara, Memele, even Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the klal of V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyomus Bohem is a blanket klal, even in the case of Aviris Chamuris like Avodah Zarah, we still have the klal of V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyomus Bohem, and therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, Betzina, Avodah Zarah, one should be Oved Avodah Zarah and not get killed. But L'chayr, this is only Legabed Avir of Avodah Zarah. But if we come to clear, to understand, what will be the halacha by Ritzicha, but the Aviria of Shvichas Domim, over there, since the Gemara explains that Aviria is a Pashta Svara, the reason why we should say Yehoig V'al Yavir, this Svara should be even according to Rabbi Shmuel, and we shouldn't have a Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbonon, Benegeya, the Isser Ritzicha, and so too Gil Arois, because the Gil Arois is Hukash Ritzicha, that the Gemara over there says in Psochim. And Be'emes, Toises Rabbeinu Elchanan, over here in our sugya, says that this is Taka the Din. And even though Rabbi Shmuel says that Avodah Zarah, the halacha is v'chai behem v'lo sheyomus behem, this is only Avodah Zarah and not by Ritzicha, because Ritzicha is a svara. And so too, we find also in the Toises Reed, later on in Avodah Zarah, daf nun dalet omed aleph. A bit less mefurish is Toises in Sanhedrin, ayin dalet omed beis, divrei Maschil ben Noach. Tosfos over there says a loshen that by Ritzicha lekula alma yehoig v'al yavir. This is a loshen of Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Says the Marshal over there in Sanhedrin, what does Tosfos mean to imply Ritzicha lekula alma? Why does Tosfos mean lekula alma yehoig v'al yavir? Says the Marshal that Tosfos means even according to Rabbi Shmuel, like we said, that since the Gemara says in Psochim Ritzicha is a svara, Memela even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that by Ritzicha yehoig v'al yavir even mitzina. This should be the pashtas like we said many Mekuris, that this the clear deal in Rishonim, that by Tzicha, everyone agrees, Yehoig Va'aleaver, just, there's no difference between the Tzina and Befahetze, even according to Bishmoel. The Kasha is, that we find the Mefurisha Toysvis in Ksubis, that you Tessam and Aleph, and even more Mefurish, in Agoy Sashri over there in Ksubis, Gimel Amed Beis, they say Mefurish, that Rabbi Shmuel argues on Yitzicha also. And just like Rabbi Shmuel holds that Betzina Bavi Dezoria, that Loch is Yaviv Ali Horig, so too by Yitzicha is Yaviv Ali Horig, and also Betzina, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon. Maybe Toysvis Losh and us also is Mashma, that all the Aviris Rabbi Shmuel holds, that Betzina is Yaviv Ali Horig. Toysvis says Betzina Bekulom, Yaviv Ali Horig is Mashma, even Yitzicha also. But Kaponim Toysvis in Ksubis is Mefurish like this, and Nagoy Sashri also. You have to understand that L'chir, since the Svara of the Gemara, Bar Yitzicha is my Chozis, why in this should be any difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon? Answers Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, Simen Samach Hei, Sifkot and Tess, that Be'emes, there's a very Yisoidus thing in Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon going on in our Sugya in Ike Halacha by Averis of V'chai Be'em V'loi She'omus Be'em. Because the Gemara explains in Psochim, Daf Chof Eir Amud Aleph, that the Mekoy of the Rabbonon to say Bichlal the Zalocha of Yehoig Va'aliavur, how do we know there's such an idea that you have to give up your life for to not to be over Averia? Says the Gemara, the Mekoy is from a Pasuk in Kishma, which tells us, Uvechol Nafshecha, Afilo Unoiteles Nafshecha. From here we learn out that there's a din, Afilo Unoiteles Nafshecha, Yemuchuyev to be Moise Nefesh. But the Gemara says, this is only Bavi Dezor. Mashekin other Averis, we learn out from V'chai Bohem V'loishi Yomus Bohem, that you're not M'chuyev to be Meisa Nefesh. Mashekin Rabbi Shmuel does not have the posuk of V'chol Nafshecha, and he holds even Bavi Dezoria, there's a din of V'chai Bohem V'loishi Yomus Bohem. Says Rabbi Shmuel, that Be'emes is a very big difference between Rabbonon and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbonon hold that there's a Mekor in the Torah telling us, U'V'chol Nafshecha, that you're M'chuyev to be Meisa Nefesh, afilu Unoiteles Nafshecha. This Mekor is Be'emes not just Bavi Dezoria. It's a halacha in all the Averis. In all the Averis, the Torah tells us that the shiur, how much a person is supposed to be mechuyev, not to be over the Avera, is a mesiras nefesh mamish. There's no limit to how much a person has to stop himself, make sure he shouldn't be over the Avera, any Avera in the Torah. But there's a halacha in other Averis, besides the Gimel Averis Chamuris, there's a halacha that pikuach nefesh is doicha. We learn that from V'chai Bahem V'loi Shiyomus Bahem, telling us that even though Be'emes, there should be a din of V'chol Nafshecha, afilu Unoiteles Nafshecha, but Pikuach Nefesh is overrides the klal of V'chol Nafshecha, and V'chai Bahem V'loi Shiyomus Bahem, the Torah does not want you to be killed on all other Averis. Mashekin Avodah Zorah, the Gemara has a Mekoris to tell us Avodah Zorah does not have the klal of V'chai Bahem V'loi Shiyomus Bahem, and Mamelel is in the klal of V'chol Nafshecha, afilu Unoiteles Nafshecha, like the Pasuk of Kishma is going on Avas Hashem, which is Lafuka Avodah Zorah, and from here we learn that Yemchuyev to be Hoyig V'Aliaver. This is all in Shittas Rabbonon. Rabbi Shmuel does not have a Mekoris of V'chol Nafshecha, afilu Unoiteles Nafshecha. Therefore, the reason why Rabbi Shmuel learns out from V'chai Bahem V'loi Shiyomus Bahem, telling us that he's not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh, is be'emes a limit in how much he's mechuyev in all averis in the Torah to go and how much he has to go be mechayev himself not to be over the lois aseh. Like we find in other mitzvahs, l'moshe the mitzvah of tzedakah, there's a limit, there's a shiur on how much he's mechuyev. He's mechuyev to give tzedakah ad chumash. In other mitzvahs aseh, there's a shiur on how much money you're mechuyev to spend. So too in the mitzvah lo yisaseh, there's a limit in how much a person has to stop himself not to be over the lo yisaseh. Rabbi Shmuel says that v'chai bahem v'lo shiyomus bahem is a shiur in how much a person is mechuyev. The person's only mechuyev up till mesiras nefesh. But anything more which is going to be a mesiras nefesh, on that we have a klal of v'chai bahem v'lo shiyomus bahem. So it comes out that be'emes is very different, the drasha of v'chai bahem according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Shmuel, V'chai Bahem is a limit. How much you mechuyev to be over, not to be over, lois asei. There's a limit, you're not mechuyev up till Mesiras Nefesh. More than Mesiras Nefesh, you're not chayev. Mashaykin, according to the Rabbonon, Be'emes, we have a klal of V'chol Nafshecha telling you you're mechuyev to be Mesiras Nefesh. So there's no limit to the shear of how much. You're mechuyev whenever you lois asei in the Torah to make sure that you're not going to be over this lois asei, and even Mesiras Nefesh, you're mechuyev to be Mesiras Nefesh. Afilu Unoiteles Nafshecha. We learn out from the Pasuk of Chai Bohem telling us that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche this Chiyuv. Even though you should have a Chiyuv to be Moise Nefesh, you have a Drosha of Chai Bohem telling you no, that in other Averis, Pikuach Nefesh is a Doiche. And it overrides the Klal of Bechol Nafshecha, Afilu Unoiteles Nafshecha. Mashingin Okodi Bishmol, you don't need any Pasuk of Pikuach Nefesh to override any Chiyuv, because Chai Bohem Lechatchila tells us that he's only Mechuyuv up till Messias Nefesh. Memela says of Shmuel, very gishmak, that this is the svar of Tosfos in Ksubas and Agoyis Hashvi, that they hold that there's a difference, according to Rabbi Shmuel, even Legabe Ritzicha also. Because the svar of the Gemara in Pesachim, telling us that by Ritzicha, by Shvichas Domim, there's a din of Yehoyig Va'aliavari, because my chosis, the domach didoch, sumkamich avroi, says this svar of the Gemara is a svar telling us that even though normally we have a heta pikuach nefesh, Pikuach Nefesh is doicha, the chiyuv of the whole nafshecha, afilu unoiteles nafshecha. But in this case, we don't have a dchia of Pikuach Nefesh. Because who said that it's better for your nefesh to be saved? Maybe it's better for someone else's nefesh. And therefore, you can't use the heter and the koyach of Pikuach Nefesh to override the chiyuv of the whole nafshecha. And therefore, we're left with the klal of the whole nafshecha, afilu unoiteles nafshecha. This is the svar of the Gemara of my chosis. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't need any mekoy of dchia to go and override the klal of b'chol nafshecha, because this din of the Chai Bohem tells us that in all averus in the Torah, there's a limit. It's only up till Messias Nefesh. And therefore, by Ritzicha also, there's no chiyuv to be Moisa Nefesh on the aver of Ritzicha, because the chiyuv of to be over the shear, the amount, how much you have to be over, is only up till the dagger of Messias Nefesh, and therefore the svar of the Gemara of Maichosis does not apply according to Bishmol. And Mamele Bishmol holds that Betzina al Koponim, there's a din of Yehoyig Val, Yehavi Val Yehoyig, even by Ritzicha, where as according to Rabbonim, Maichosis takes away the Milo on the Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, and we left over with the Klal of Bechol Nafshecha. This is how Reb Shmuel explains, this is the Yesod HaMachlokes between Reb Shmuel and Rabbonon, whether the din of the Chai Bohem is a klal telling us there's a mount, a shear, how much you mechuyav to be Moiseh Nefesh, or it's a heter and a din of Pikuach Nefesh overriding a chiyuv of Afilu Unoiteles Nafshecha by other averus. There's another nekuda in the Eikah Shita of Reb Shmuel, it's a very interesting question asked by the Achrinim, that the Reb Shmuel Yifsi over here in our Gemara says that his makor to tell us about all averus and even avodah zarah is the din is Yavid Vali Horig, says the Gemara, Tamaloim Avu Chaibem Veloshi Yomus Behem. This is the makor of Reb Shmuel. The kasha is that the Gemara in Yuma, Pehei Omed Aleph, discusses Bariches, what is the heter of Pikuach Nefesh that's Doiche Shabbos? If someone on Shabbos, he's a chayla sheish by Sakona, that we learn in the Sugya later on in Dav Chav Ches, a chayla sheish by Sakona, you mechal Shabbos for him. Where is the Makor telling us that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos? And the Gemara has got whole Ariches at 7 or 8 Pshatim, where is the Makor telling us this halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos? Rabbi Shmuel over there says the Makor is from Boba Machteres, that because Sofi Pikuach Nefesh, you see, you're allowed to kill someone, so you see that Pikuach Nefesh is very chomo, Memela, who adin is Doiche Shabbos? There's other Makoris over there in the Gemara, Shabbos Yisaiti Shmuel, and in the end, Shmuel says the Makor is from V'chai Behem V'loishi Yomus Behem. That's what Shmuel says. This is the Makori telling us that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos. Asks the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim over there in Yuma Pehei, that L'chir Reb Shmuel over here we find in our Gemara, he is the one who learns from V'chai Behem V'loishi Yomus Behem, telling us in all our areas that Halacha is Yavri V'al Yehorig. So Memela, why over there when it comes to discuss the Halacha of Pikuach Nefesh that's Doiche Shabbos, does Reb Shmuel need to look for a different Makori? And he says the Makori is from Boba Machteres. Why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel over there not say like Shmuel says at the end of the Gemara, and the Gemara over there says that Tamze Adifel Mikulu, Shmuel's Pshat is the best of all the Pshatim, the Makor should be from V'chai Behem V'loishi Yomus Behem, telling us that V'chai Behem overrides everything, and therefore it should be Doiche Shabbos. Why in our Gemara does Rabbi Shmuel say V'chai Behem, and over there, when it comes to discuss the din of Pikuach Nefesh, Doiche Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel needs a new Makor? Answers the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, that is a difference. Because in our Gemara, we're discussing the person himself. Someone comes to him and forces him to be Oyud Avodah Zarah. On that, to be Shmuel holds, we can learn from V'chai Bohem that he's not Mechuyev to be Moiseh Nafshei. And Mamela, he's Yaviv Al Yehorik. Over there, in Yuma, we're discussing the Klal of Pikuach Nefesh to be Doiche Shabbos. This is a Klal for everyone else. Other people should come and be mechadosh Shabbos for him. On Natsa the Tzitzis Yom Kippurim, we don't find the heter of Chaybem Velishiyomusbem letting other people come and save his life. And on that, to be Shmuel holds, we have to learn out from Boba Machteris. Mashiki Shmuel, Shmuel over there, he holds that we can learn out from Chaybem Velishiyomusbem, even Benegea other people also. But this is the reason why Bishmol holds over there we need a new Makur. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Rish Tzadik Vav or his base brings down this Teretz of Tzitzis Yom Kippurim. And he says he wants to suggest a different Yisodis Diga Teretz, that Be'emes, it's very different, our Sugya and the Sugya over there in Yuma. Because our Sugya is discussing a case where you have an Anos, a Goy, who comes over to the person and tells him, avoid Avid Azara. On that, the Bishmol says we have a klal of Chai Ben Velishi Yomus Ben. This person wants him to be over the Aver of the Torah, which the Torah tells him don't do. Of them, the says Bishmol, Chai Ben Velishi Yomus Ben. And he's not mechuyev to listen to the goy, he's not mechuyev to get killed, and he can listen, and he can be Yavoy V'Ali Horik. Over there, in the Gemara in Yuma, we're not talking about someone forcing him to be over Shabbos, to be Deicha Shabbos. Over there, we're discussing a Chuyla Sheish Beis Akona, where the Chuyli itself is the reason why he wants to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save his life. No one's forcing him to go ahead and be Deicha Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of Shabbos which is being discussed, which should be forced to be over. His choyli, the reason why he wants to go and be a mechal Shabbos, is in order to save his life, because he's a choyla. And this choyla, sheish b'sakona, has a heter of pikorech nefesh to be deicha Shabbos. On that says, Mechatz Chinuch, Rabbi Shmuel holds, that the mekor of chai bohem l'shiyomus bohem is not enough to tell us that he is allowed to, from his own free will, go and save his life and be over, be mechal Shabbos. The choyli is not forcing him to be over the mitzvah of Shabbos. He has got no anos, there's no person forcing him to be mechal Shabbos. It's the choyli which he wants to, from his own free will, his own bechira, he wants to go and save his life and be mechal Shabbos. But there's no oinus involved forcing him to be over the avir, like we have in our Gemara, forcing him to be over the avodah zarah. Mamela says in Chatz Chinuch, that if the Gemara in Yuma will be discussing a case where you have an Anos forcing him to be Michal Shabbos, then of course, on that we have a klal of a Chai Ben Velo Shiyomus Ben, just like we have in our Gemara. But over there, there's no forcing him to be over to be Michal Shabbos. There's only a Chayli, which he wants to, from his own Bechir, wants to choose to be Michal Shabbos in order to save his life. And on that, we need a Chidush telling us that Pikuach Nefesh is a Meridige Hatzola, a Meridige Choymer, which is Doicha, the Koyach of the Mitzvah of Shabbos, and Mamela is allowed to go ahead, even without any force, to go and save his life, even and to be Doicha the Mitzvah of Shabbos, even though we don't have the Klal of Chai Ben V'Lo Shiyomus Ben, in this case, since there's no one forcing him to be over the Aver. This is the chiluk which Minchas Chinuch says, which is the difference between someone forcing him to be over the Aver, or someone choosing to do so in order to save his life. And the Minchas Chinuch writes that he found after this svara in the Haflor in Ksubis Yutesam at Aleph, and he says he's very happy he found the same svara in the Sefer Haflor. But the Minchas Chinuch points out that Be'emes in our Gemara, to say this chiluk, that there's a difference between someone forcing him to be over the Aver, Ma'ashenkein a choyli, does not go into the klal of Chai Ben V'Lishayomus Ben, L'chayyah says in Minchas Chinuch over there mitzvah ish tzadik vav, sifkot in Gimel, that in our Gemara L'chayyah is a steer, because our Gemara in the Maisa we hear the story Ben Doma Ben Achise Shele Bishmol, he was a kishoy nochosh, he was sick because of the bite of the nochosh, and in this case, he wanted to go and use this Yaakov ish kfas chanya to go and help him get better from this bite for the nochosh. And the Gemara says, which posuk did he want to tell Rabbi Shmuel that it's mutter? The posuk is from Vochai Bohem V'Lo Shiyomus Bohem. Says the Minchas Chinuch, in this case, there's also no forcing him to use this Yoifei. And the force is only because he's trying to save his life. This is like the Gemara says in Yuma Pehei Omed Aleph. So the Gemara should have brought the Mekoyer from Boba Machteres, which over there we see the Meiler and the Choymer of Pikorech Nefesh. Whereas our Gemara doesn't, the Gemara brings down the Klal of Vochai Bohem V'Lo Shiyomus Bohem. Says the Minchas Chinuch that you have to say that Enechanami Ben Doma, he held like Shmuel over there in the Gemara Yuma, who says even in a case where someone is sick and wants to save his life because he's a Chuyle Shish Bisakona, we also learn out from Vachai Ben Velishi Yomus Bem that there's a Maila of Pikuach Nefesh. And this was Ben Doma's Shitta. Rabbi Shmuel, the reason why he answered him that Bafahesia is different, he could have told him that the Makur is not from here, the Makur is from Boba Machteris. But he answered him, even Lidvorov, even Lishitose, that he holds the Makur is from V'chai Bohem. Says Rabbi Shmuel, but Fahesia is different. But Be'emes Rabbi Shmuel himself holds that there's a difference between our Gemara and the Gemara in Yuma, and in the case of Chili, we cannot learn out from V'chai Bohem V'loshi Yomus Bohem, like Shmuel says over there, but we need a new Makur of Boba Machteres, since it's different if someone forces you to do that Avera, or someone chooses to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos in order to save his life, because Pikoach Nefesh is more Chomu. This is the story of Menachas Chinuch, which is very Ma'arich over there, to be Mechalek between the two Sugyas in Shittas Rabbi Shmuel. Now just to add on to this story of Menachas Chinuch, Be'emes, we find, it's Yodua, the Ikeh Svora is already found in the Rambam, in Hilchis Yisida Atayra, Peik Hei Halacha Vov, the Rambam paskins, that even though the halacha is by the Gimel Averis Chamuris, we paskin like the Rabbonon, that Yehoyik V'Aliaver, but if someone did not listen and he went ahead and did the Avera, he was Yavar V'Aliaverig, he was over the Avera, says the Rambam, that if he's also Cain and he was over Aleim, he's Potter. Since Lamais, at the end of the day, he's Anus. He was forced to be over the Avera, even though the halacha was that he was Mechuyev to go and let himself be killed. But if he was over the Avera, he is still Potter because he's a Oynas. Says the Rambam, this is the halacha in the case where someone forces him to be over the Avera. But what happens in a case where he's a choyla sheish v'sakona, and he's allowed to be misrape from any Avera in the Torah, he's doicha, like we said, because nefesh is doicha, even Shabbos, and he wants to be misrape from a dova of Avida Zora, like Atzei Asherah, in a case where it's also to be misrape from Atzei Asherah, because of one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, is Yehoyek V'Aliaver. Says the Rambam, that in this case, since it is not allowed for him to be misrape from a dova of Avida Zora, Memela, if he was over and he didn't listen and he went ahead and he used the Atzei Asherah for his refuah, he's going to get a oynish because he was over and he was misrape from Atzei Asherah. Asks the Prichodosh in the Sefer on the Maim Chaim on the Rambam over there in the Chassidei Atzeira, what is the difference? In this case, he's also an onus. He's also forced to go and use his Atzei Asherah because he's a sick person and he's a cholish ish v'sakona and his life is at stake. In order to save his life, he wants to go ahead and use the Atzei Asherah. What is different? What is the difference between this case and the case where someone forces him to be over David Azor? Say many achrinim, the Michas Chinuch, like we quoted above, the Rish Tzadik Vav Sikot Gimel. So too the Yisameach in the Chassid Seyda Atayra. We find also in the Tshuvas Chem Dashloima in the Rechaim Simen Lamed Ches, the Tzofas Paneach, the beginning of Medurat in Yona. They all say that this is the difference which the Rambam holds. Is choluk a case of a oynus or a case where the guy is a choyla? Say these achrinim that in a case like we explained before, the case where someone forces him to be over the avera, this is considered a real oynus. And even though he wasn't allowed to be killed, he wasn't allowed to be over the avera because he had to let himself be killed because aloch is yoyg vali aver. But if lemais he was over the avera, he's a oynus. And says the Rambam, he's potter because he's a onus. But this is only in a case where he was literally forced to do the Aver. Mashenkin, in the case of a Choyli, where he's not forced to be over the Aver, he can go and let himself die. He's a Choyli Sheish V'Sakona, let the Choyli override him and he'll die in the end. This case, he goes ahead and is in Serapi from a Dova Avodah Zorah, which is not allowed to do because it's one of the Gimel Averis. Over here, we can't consider him an Onus because the Torah didn't allow him to do this Maiser Refuah, and Mamela, the Choyli itself, is not called the onus enough, like a Maisa Oynas forcing him, since at the end of the day, the Maisa Refuah was done from his own free will, from his own Bechira, and this is not enough to be called the onus in order to be Potter if he was over and he was Misrapi from the Atzei Asherah. This Chiluk, which Michas Chinuch explained above, this is the Yisoid, which all these Achrinim say, Pshat in the Rambam, which is known in Achrinish Welt as the Yisoid of the Rambam by Misrapim. This is the Yisoid that by Misrapim, says the Rambam, the Aloch is that he's going to be chayev if he's misrape from Atzei Asherah, because he's not called the onus, because the Maiser Refuah, even though he was forced to because he's sick, it's not enough to be called a Maiser onus. But the Maiser, these Achrin, they ask, the Yisameach and the Tzofas Paneach, they ask, where does the Rambam get this Makur from to tell us that this is not enough for onus? The Maiser, at the end of the day, the guy's a Cholish Ish B'Sakona, he was forced to do it, he didn't want to do it stamazer, he's doing it because to try and save his life. Who told the Rambam this is not enough for Maisa Onus, and they look for the Mekor, and they say the Mekor, the Rambam is from Yishalmi, in Perik Beis, Paras and Avidazor, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, and other Mekoris, they look to find the Mekor of the Rambam to tell us there's a difference, and Misrapim is not a case of the Onus. But the Michas Chinuch says that he seems to him the Mekor of the Rambam is Gufa from Al Gemor, because like we said, the Bishmol over here says the Mekor is from the Chaybem Veloisha Yomusvem, whereas the Gemara in Yuma, when it discusses a case of a Choyle, Rabbi Shmuel brings a different pasuk. Says the Michas Chinuch, the difference is because the Choyle is not called the Onus, and he won't go into the klal of the Chaybem Veloisha Yomusvem. Says the Michas Chinuch, this is also the Mekor of the Rambam to tell us there's a difference between someone who's forced to do the Avera, and in this case, Rabbi Shmuel holds you have a chaybem. And in this case, if it was over, then he's a potter because he's an onus. Mashenkein in a case where it's misrapim. In the case of misrapim, he wasn't forced and he had his own choice to go ahead and be over the aver of Avodah Zarah. In that case, says the Rambam, he's not onus. And so too, Rabbi Shmuel holds that for the other averis in the Torah, we have to have a mekor of pikuach nefesh of Bob Machteris, which tells us that he is allowed to go and save himself because pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. One final point in the sugya of Yehoig Valiavur is the Tosfos which is by us in the end of the Vamaschil Yochil, a very famous Tosfos. That Tosfos says in one line, says Tosfos, right at the end of the Tosfos of Vamaschil Yochil, v'imrotzo lahachmir al atzmoy, afilo bish'al mitzvah sushoy. Tosfos being derived from the Yishalmi, that if someone, even though the aloch is, by normal mitzvahs, the aloch is v'chaybem v'loyshe yomusbem, v'yavri v'al yehoig, only by the gimel aveyus chamuris is yehoig v'alyavur. If someone wants to be yochel limse atzme limisa, he wants to be machme, he can go and let himself be killed for any aveir. Any aveir someone's forcing him to do, if he wants, he's allowed to be let himself be killed. This shitta is also the shitta of the Ran in Shabbos Tavchof Beis Hamid Beis. But the Rambam in Perek Hei Hilchos Yesod HaTorah Halacha Dalet, he argues, and he says if someone was nerag, and he was not over the loisasei, if it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, says the Rambam, Hareze Mischayiv Benafshoi. He's killing, it's like he's killing himself. He wasn't allowed to be killed. He has Mechuyah to be over the Averia because of Chaybahem Veloisha Yomusbahem. And in this case, he's Mischayiv Benafshoi. So too is the shoot of the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sa'odom, Shah Sakonah, the Maschel Nolinian. He also holds that you're not allowed to go and kill yourself by other Averis. Not like Shittah Satoris was by us, who says if he wants, he could be Yochel Hachmir al Atzmoy. The Beis Yosef in Yoideas and Kuflun Zain says from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that even according to Tosfos who holds that it's a heter to be Machmir and let himself be killed, this is only in a case where the Goy is forcing him to be over the Aveira because he wants him to be over Al-Divrei Torah. In this case, if he wants to be Machmir, he's allowed to go and let himself be killed. But in a case where the Goy is forcing him Lahanoas Atzmoy, for his own personal hanoah, the marshal, the goy asks him to go and cook something for him on Shabbos, because the goy wants to eat something, a tavshil. In that case, since the goy's purpose is not to be over one of the averis, is lanoas atzmoy, in that case, even Tosfos agrees, he's not allowed to kill himself, and he's mechuyah to be over Shabbos, and cook this tavshil for the goy. So too, the Mishnah Melech over there on the Rambam brings down this tzad, that lanoas atzmoy is different, and the Goyin in Kufnun Zayin Eis Aleph is the Medayik as in Tosfos Sanhedrin Ayin Dalad on the base to learn up in the Gemara Yevomis Kuf Chof Aleph on the base. That even according to Tosfos' Shitta, Hanoas Atzmo is different. Svasemes asks in Yerideas in Kufnun Zayin, he asks, what is Bemis the Svara to be Mechalik Enechanami? There's a difference that the Anos, the Goy who's forcing him, wants him to be over on Divrei Torah. By the end of the day, if Tosfos holds a person is allowed to be machme and have the chayma of the avir to go and ad kedei kach to be moisa nefesh, not to be over avir in the Torah, what is the difference what the kavana of the goy is? If the kavana of the goy is la'anos atzmoy, or the kavana of the goy is that in order he should be over al Divrei Torah. To understand the difference, the emes we have to understand the ikir het of Tosfos, which Tosfos says a person is allowed to be machme. Rebbe Chonon in Kevitz Aoris, Simem Mem Tes, Ois Yud Zayin, he asks that we have to be able to understand, since the Torah tells us, the Hoyeg V'al Yavar, only by Gimel Averis, but everything else, is V'chai Bahem V'loishi Yomus Bahem, where is the heter for someone to say no, he wants to be Mechme and let himself be killed? Says, explains Rebbe Chonon that you have to say that Tosfos holds, the din of V'chai Bahem V'loishi Yomus Bahem, is not a klal telling us that Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha the Averis, similar to what we have, asei doicha loisa asei. If someone, let's say, asei doicha loisa asei, kilayim betzitzis, he wants to wear tzitzis from shatnez, he wants to be machme and not to wear tzitzis, because he wants to be machme not to be doicha the loisa asei of shatnez. He wants to be machme on himself. Of course, in this case, there's no such thing, a person can be machme on asei doicha loisa asei. Since asei doicha loisa asei is a klal, it's halacha in the Torah, we learn that from Psukim, then of course there's no inyan, and there's no mekor b'chlal for this person to be machme, and he doesn't hold of asei doicha loisa asei. So too, over here, if pikuach nefesh will be a dchia on the avera, and tell us that pikuach nefesh overrides the avera, and there's no avera at all, then of course, there'll be no mokrim to go and say that the person can be machme, and he doesn't want to be over the avera, because the avir is not here, because the koach nefesh was doicha, like I say, is doicha lois I say. There's no makoy, there's no point in being machmir for the lois I say. So says the Bechon, of course, if the gede of Ochaibem will be a dchir, there'll be no mokim for a person to be machmir. We have to say that Tosfos holds, the gede of Ochaibem is not a dchir, the gede is that he's got a ptur of onus. He has an avir over here in front of him, and the only way to save himself not to be over the Avera is only through his own life. And on that, the Torah gives him a heter that he's an onus. He's not mechuyev ad kedekach to go and save it, to go and be over the Avera. And therefore he's an onus. And beles brira, he's allowed to go be over the Avera in order he shouldn't get killed. Mamela, in this case, holds Tosfos that since the Avera be'emes is still here, he can be machmir and say, no, I'm not relying on this heter. And he's allowed to let himself be killed, even though the Torah allows him to be over the Avera b'moke b'koach nefesh. But Rabbi Cholan says that l'chayit is not enough. Because l'moshel, a chayla sheyesh bei sakona, and l'aloch is on Shabbos, that he's allowed to be, we're allowed to go and be mechal Shabbos, because b'koach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. What happens if this chayla decides that no, he wants to go and be machme on himself, and not to be mechal Shabbos? Of course, l'aloch is, he's a avarian, he's mischayev benafsho, he's like killing himself. The Torah tells us that b'koach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, therefore, we should know that b'chodesh yesh b'sakana also, he's allowed to go and be mechal Shabbos, and he's mechuyev to. And if he doesn't do so, he's over on his killing, he's like killing himself. Says Rebbe Chanan that this halacha, that b'chodesh yesh b'sakana is doicha Shabbos, is also learnt out from v'chai ben v'lo yishayomus ben, like the maskana of the Gemara in Yuma Peheim at Beis, that we said before Shmuel says, it's the same mekor, v'chai ben v'lo yishayomus ben tells us that if he's, that he b'koach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Mameila asks Rebbe Chanan that just like over there, there's no mokrim to go and say that this person is allowed to be machmir, so too over here, which is the same mekor of l'chai ben v'lo yishayomus ben, l'chir there should be a din that he's not allowed to be machmir, since the Torah already tells us that there's a din of pikuach nefesh, and Mameila, because of the halacha pikuach nefesh, how is he allowed to go and be machmir? Says Rebbe Chanan, b'kochi have to say that the svar of Tosfos is because the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which he's going to have through being machme on himself and allowing himself to be killed in order not to be over one of the averus of the Eibishter, this is such a maise kiddush Hashem that this itself is a heter to go and be doicha his own nefesh. He's allowed to go and be over the avera of killing himself because he's got a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. This is how Reb Chanan explains, this is how Tosfos holds that a person is allowed to be machme al atzmoi in order for the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is doicha the din of pikuach nefesh. Memeila, the fidem says Reb Shmuel, Shmuel Yozovsky in Zichron Shmuel, Simen Samachay, Sifkotin Chofei, in the Sugraim, in the brackets, he says that according to this, it's very easy to explain the svar of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which we said earlier, who holds that the whole heta of Tosfos is only in a case where the anos is forcing him to be over the avera in order to be over al divrei Torah, but not that not as atzmoi. The difference is pashut, since the whole heter of Tosfos is only because of a Kiddush Hashem, like Rebbe Cholon's Moichiach. Therefore, the case of Kiddush Hashem is only in a case where this person is allowing himself to be killed because the anos, the person forcing him, wants him to be over one of the averus in the Torah, and this person says, no, my life is also less important than being over one of the averus in the Torah. This is a maise Kiddush Hashem. Masha'inkin, in the case where the goy b'chlal doesn't know there's a very bishul on Shabbos, he wants to go and have something cooked, and he asks him to go and cook me up basheli b'Shabbos. In this case, in all, this person who's being moisa nefesh, even though the reason why he's doing it is in order not to be Michal Shabbos, but the Maisa doesn't lie in the Ikka Maisa that this is a Maisa Kiddush Hashem, since the person forcing him wasn't because of this reason. And in this case, says the Pshmuel, the person is not allowed to be Moisa Nefesh and be Machme Al Atzmoy, because there's no Maisa Kiddush Hashem inherent in Etzem Maisa. In the Maisa, and this case, Tosfos also holds that you're not allowed to be Michal, you're not allowed to be Machme Al Atzmoy. Moving further on to the next daf, Chavches, Omed Aleph, Omer Abba Bamachone, Omer Birchne, Kol Makol Shel Cholol, Ein Misrapim Mehen. The Gemara discusses what is the call the Makol Shel Cholol, which a Makol Shel Cholol will have to be Michal Shabbos for, Pirish Ba'ami, Min Asofa V'lifnim. Boyer Ebeleza, Boyer Eblozo, Kochi V'shini Mai, what about the teeth? Rashi learns the Kochi the gums, Tosfos learns the Kochi the molars, the bigger teeth, Mai, Kiven da kushe ninu kamako de broi domi, oi dilma kiven da gavoi kaime kamako shel cholol domi. Oma Abaye brings a raya to this shaila, where does the mako cholol start from? So the Gemara, a raya from the Mishnah in Shabbos, kuf yadalef o medalef, that the Gemara says, achushish b'shinov, the Mishnah says, lo yigame behemes achimetz, he's not allowed to go and be goymea the chimetz, because he's chushish b'shinov. Says the Gemara, this is only because he's got chushish, he's only got discomfort in his teeth. Hakoyev leituvev, he has a real pain. In this case, he's got din choyla. Says the Gemara, Shapedomi is allowed to be over the Isser Refuah on Shabbos. In order to understand the raya of this Gemara, which Abaye brings a raya to the shaila, whether he has a din of choyla sheish bisakona, like a makos shel cholol, when he's koyev leituvev of his teeth, we have to be makdim, a very big machloikus rishonim, over here bichlal in the whole daf, in the alochis of a chile sheish b'sakone and a chile sheim b'sakone. The aloch of a chile sheish b'sakone is yodua. We know that the aloch is pekoach nefesh, is doich Shabbos, and one is allowed to be over the chile, he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos, even himself, even in Yisrael, to go and be mechal Shabbos for chile sheish b'sakone. The machlekes, there's a big machlekes yishenim, what is the aloch of a chile sheim b'sakone? What is the chayla she'im b'sakona allowed to do on Shabbos? The Gemara is mavura in Beitza and the Gemara in Yuma that he's allowed to go and ask a goy to go on b'michal Shabbos because a shvus of asking amire la'akum is a shvus, and this is muta b'mokim chayli, and it's muta for chayla she'im b'sakona. The shayla and the machlikus Rishonim is, what is the Yisrael himself allowed to go and do for in the case where he's a chayla she'im b'sakona? He's definitely not allowed to be Michal Shabbos Issa de Reise. The Shaila is he allowed to be Michal Shabbos Al Kaponim on Issa de Rabbonon? Just like we mati Amir La'akum, maybe we also mati any Issa de Rabbonon on a Chila she ain't by Sakona. The Makur of the Shaila is the Gemara by us, Amud Beis. The Gemara by us says, Omar Rav Zutzer, Batuvi, Omar Rav, Ayin Shemordo, Mutel Kirchlo B'Shabbos. The Gemara says, by Ayin, which has a sakona on the eye, he's allowed to be kuichel the eye on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Hanemili, Sovamino, Hanemili, the heter on Shabbos, is only to be over a Issa Refuah de Rabbonon. But in order to be over Issa Trichen de Reise, or Issa Hitzoya, which is also de Reise, Derech Hashutzer Rabim, on that he won't have a heter in a case where he has a chili of his eye. Says the Gemara, even the Maskonus HaGemara, that he's allowed to be Michal Shabbos even on Issa de Reise, because a chili of an ayin has a chile, din of chile, sheyish b'sakona, because it's totally on the lave, and therefore any chili in the eye, and the Gemara discusses later on which chilim, they have a locha of a chile, sheyish b'sakona. Says the Ramban, over there in the Gemara by us, Chav Chesam et Beis, the Mavur in the Gemara, that in Ava Minu, where the Gemara understood that the chile of the ayin is not a chile sheyish b'sakona, then the Gemara still said that he's allowed to be over any issa de rabbonon, and he's allowed to do a maaser refuah, which is also mid rabbonon. It's also muta. The Gemara just said that to do a issa de reise, that he is not allowed to do. Says the Ramban, it's mavur ibazir in the Gemara, that even though we didn't know that ayin, that any chile in the eye, has a loch of chile sheyish b'sakona, and we held his god din of chile sheyim b'sakona, afal pikein, even so, we were mati him to be over issa de rabbonon. Memela says the Ramban is mavur from Al Gemara that the chile she'im b'sakona is allowed to be over issa de rabbonon. This is what the Ramban's shitter over here by us in Chidushim, even though in Toras HaAdam he holds that it's only muter b'mokim shinui, And this is brought down the Shitta of the Ramban in Shulchan Aruch Erechaim Simeshin Chof Ches Sif Yud Zayin. Al Kaponim, our Ramban by us in the sugi takes on that Achila Sheim Bosakona is allowed to be Michal Shabbos on any Issa de Rabbonon. Now this Shitta who holds that you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos on any Issa de Rabbonon by Achila Sheim Bosakona is more well known as the Tshuva Rashba's Shitta in Chile Gimel Simeresh Ayin Beis. This is what the Rashba holds, that any Issa de Rabbonon is Mutter Bechile She'im Bo Sakona, like the Ramban Ba'os says in Chidushim. The Ran in Chidushim Ba'os, and so too on the Rif in Shabbos, Lametesimet Beis Bedapi Arif, he says that there's no Raya from our Gemara that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos by Issa de Rabbonon by every Chile She'im Bo Sakona. Because the Raya of the Ramban is discussing a case where he had the Sakona on the Eva of the Ayin. The Ayin was Besakona, and the Gemara in Havamina held that he hasn't got din of a chilish yeish Besakona, but Al Koponim, he has a Sakonas Eivor. Says the Ran, we only have a raya from the Gemara that a Sakonas Eivor will allow to be Michal Shabbos by Yisad Rabbonon. But a chilish ein bo Sakona, in that case, we have no raya to be Mati and to allow him to be over Yisad Rabbonon, only the Yisad of Amir Laakum. That is mutter on Shabbos, but to be over Issa de Rabbonon, says the Ran, it depends if you have a Sakonas Eiva. The Rosh Baal is also in Simen Yud, he's Mesupik, whether the Gemara is Dafke in a case of Sakonas Eiva, or every Chuyli She'im Bo Sakona is also enough to be Michal Shabbos by Issa de Rabbonon. This is the Machlikas Yushenim, whether you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos by Issa de Rabbonon by Chuyli She'im Bo Sakona. A third day, the Eglital, in Meleches Teuchen, Sif Lamedvov, Sif Kotten Beis, is Medaik from our Rashi in our Sugya, and here on a Medalef Chavchesa Medalef, Divamascha Loi Gamea. Rashi's Loshen is, the Kol Refua Osru Chachomim La Soiso B'Shabos, Heicha Deleke Sakona. In a case where there's no Sakona, then the Chachomim said there's a Issa to go and do a Refua. Mashe Gibbe Mokim Sakona, then will be Mutter the Refua. Says the Eglitalis, Mashma and Rashi, that Rashi holds that there's no heta at all, even in a chatimtza of a sakonas eiver, it's also also for him to be over Issa Refua, even though the Issa Refua is only mid Rabbonon, it's still also for him, and the whole heta is only in the case of b'mokim sakona, which the Eglital learns that Rashi means b'mokim sakona gemuro, in the case of a chuyli she'yish bo sakona. Says the Eglital is mavur in Rashi, that Rashi holds, that a chuyli she'im bo sakona, even in a case where he has a sakonas eiver, it's still also for him to be over any chil Shabbos, even a chil Shabbos by Issa de Rabbonon, it's also also for him to be over, and the only amir le'akum is muta, and the only heter where he's allowed to be over a Issa Shabbos de Rabbonon, is only b'mokim sakona, where you have a sakonas tefashis, which is a chuyli she'ish bo sakona. The deis brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Chof Ches, if you'd zayin, there's a few deis, how to paskin, there's a machlikas in the Achrinim, in the poiskim over there in the Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin, and the bialoche later on in Shin Chof Ches, if lamed zayin, is more mayrich, different deis in the sugya, how we paskin in this halocha of chuyli she'im bo sakona. But Al Kaponim, we have by us in the sugya Al Kaponim, three clear deis. The day of the Ramban in his Chidushim is like the Rashba in Tshuva, that every Chuyli Sheyesh She'im Bo Sakona, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos by Issa de Rabbonon. The Ran says that it depends if you have a Sakonas Eiver, and Rashi is Mashma, that even in the case you have a Sakonas Eiver, it's also to be Mechal Shabbos in any Chil, even though it's only Issa de Rabbonon. So after this Akdoma, knowing this machlikus Rishonim, now we'll come to our kash of the Gemara, whether the Gemara is discussing by us whether the chuyli in the shinayim has a halacha of a makor shel cholol, giving him a din of a chuyla sheyesh bo sakona. The Gemara brings a raya, and the Gemara says, I says in the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph, that someone who's chuyshish b'shinov is not allowed to be gemeya chuymetz, he's not allowed to do a meiser refuah. Says the Gemara, it's mashma al koiv leituva we yazadin chuyli, then he's allowed to do it. Says the Gemara, is a raya that yazalocha v'chuyli sheyesh bo sakona. Is the kasha that bishloima according to Shitas Rashi, that Rashi holds that a chuyli she'im bo sakona. He's not allowed to be Michal Shabbos, even the Issa de Rabbonon. So the Gemara is a good raya that this chuyli has got a din of a chuyli makor shel cholol, that yazalocha of a chuyli sheyesh bo sakona. Because otherwise there'll be no heter for him to be over Issa de Rabbonon. But according to the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that the heter to be Michal Shabbos by Issa de Rabbonon is even by a chuyli she'im bo sakona, So what is the Gemara's raya to say that he has a makos shel cholol? Maybe he be'emes doesn't have a din choli sheyish vasakone. He has a din a makos which is not makos shel cholol. And afal pikein, even so, he is allowed to go ahead and be over this isur refur midrabanon because he's koyv leituve. He has a din choli. In the case where he's choishish b'shinov, he has got din choyla, he's not nofal in mishkov, he's not lying in bed because of his choyli. In that case, it's also for him to be over an isur refur. Mashein kein, in a case where he's koyv leituve, he has a choyli, even though he's ein bosakona, he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos by isur derabonon. So what is the Gemara's raya that he has a din of a choyli sheyesh bosakona lefi the shita of the Ramban? The Kasha the Beis Meir asks in Shin Chof Ches, Seif Lamed Zayin, and he says Lechid, this is a shtak raya from our Gemara, not like the shita of the Ramban. And according to the Ramban, this Shre, what do you do with our Gemara? Lechir, our Gemara is mavua that in order to be Michal Shabbos by Isa de Rabbonon, we need him to be a chili sheyish b'isakon. Be'emes this kasha, the Ramban himself asks in his chidushim over here on Amid Beis, he asks this kasha from our Gemara. The Beis Meir had the Ramban in Tirus HaOdom, but by us, the Ramban in Chidushim, he asks this kasha, and that the Chayyah from the Al Gemara, from the Gemara's Raya, it will be Mavur, that a Chayli, She'im Bo Yisakona, is not allowed to be Michal Shabbos, even by Issa de Rabono. Answer the Ramban, that the Chayyah Al Gemara, you can be Madchik, and say that since in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Yad Aleph Amid Aleph, is Mavur, it's Mavur over there in the Mishnah, that this Eitzah, this Refur, to be Goymea Chaymetz, it's got two cases. There's a case where you gumeach chaymetz and you swallow the chaymetz afterwards after you finished being bimerapi yoshinayim. And there's another case where you poil it, you be gumeach the chaymetz and you merapi the shinayim, and afterwards you poil it, you spit out this chaymetz. The Mishnah says that in a case where you're spitting out the chaymetz, then it's nicker, then it's very noticeable that he's doing a maaser refuah. And this is a case where it's also been to be boileach the chaymetz. In this case, it's not noticeable that he's doing a Maisur Refuah, and therefore it's mutter for him, in certain cases, the Mishnah Mavur, it's mutter to him to be Boilea the Chaymetz, even to be Goymea and to be Boilea. Says the Ramban, that since in the case of this Refuah, there's an Eitzah for him to swallow the Chaymetz, the Memela, the Gemara holds that the only reason why we're Mati, this person who's a Chayli from his teeth, he's allowed to go and be Goymea the Chaymetz and be Poilet, be mafli to spit it out, is only because he has a darga of choyli sheyish b'isakona. Because even though normally a choyli sheyim b'isakona is allowed to be over any issa de abonon of refuah, but over here such a refuah which has a very easy alternative to just swallow this chaymetz, we wouldn't have allowed him to go and swallow, to go and spit it out, unless he has a din of a choyli sheyish b'isakona. And this is what the Gemara's raya is, that this choyli has a din of makos shel cholol, that he has a din of a choyli sheyish b'isakona. So this is the Ramban's doichik, the Ramban's answer, to answer his own shitter, that choyli sheyim b'isakona is allowed to be Michal Shabbos, by Issa de Rabbonon, but afal pikein, al Gemara's got a raya, that he has a din of a choyli sheyish b'isakona. Al kaponim according to Rashi, that the Eglital holds that Shittas Rashi is that any choyli she'ein boisakona is not allowed to be Michal Shabbos even by Issa de Rabbonon, then the Gemara's kasha is very gishmak, because he must have a din of a choyli she'yish boisakona, otherwise he will not be allowed to be Michal Shabbos even by Issa Refuah de Rabbonon. And like the Beis Meir brings the raya from here to Shittas Rashi. Now we said that there's a middle day, which is the day of the Ran. The Ran holds that it depends whether this person is a choyli she'ein boisakona, or the person is another stage, he's a sakonas eiver. Over here, in the case of Shinayim, the Netziv says that someone asked him this kasha on the shita of the Ran. The Ran holds that in the case of a sakonas eiver, he's allowed to be Michal Shabbos by Issa de Rabbonon. Says the Netziv that someone asked him a shayla, that Oibazi, what is Gemoz Raya, that he has a din of a choyli sheyish b'sakona. Maybe he's a choyli she'ein b'sakona, but he has a sakonas eiver because his teeth, his tooth, which hurts him, is in danger, and this should go into the klal of sakonas eiver, like the Gemara says later on the debate, by an eye, it's a sakonas eiver. Says the Netziv, a yesoid, in sakonas eiver, that the gedder of sakonas eiver, which is allowed to be Michal Shabbos, one can say, says the Netziv, is only in a chatimtza, where this is going to damage the rest, the ability of the rest of the guf to function properly. Says in the Tziv Lemoshel, in the case of an eye, where Chas v'Shalom will lose his eye, Even though Baruch Hashem, he has another eye and will still be able to see, but it's not the same. He won't be able to use his eyesight the same when he has two or when he only has one. So too by his ears, when the case where he's going to not be able to hear, then there's still a Chil Shabbos of a Sakonas Eivah, since the person will not be able to use his Oznaim. If he doesn't have two Oznaim, it will be different in the function of his guf to these Eivorim. Mashenkin, in the case of the teeth, which are used for Tchina, for the Oichel, for the eating the food, says in the Tziv, by losing one of his teeth, this is not enough to go into the Klal of Sakonas Eivah, because even though this Eivah itself, a tooth, will have a Halacha of Eivah, but still, because even if this tooth wouldn't be here, the person will still be able to function, the normal functioning of eating and chewing his food, he'll be able to do through the other teeth. Memela, this is not enough to say that he has a din of a sakonas eiver, and he only has a halacha of a chuli she'ein boi sakona, which the Ran holds, by a chuli she'ein boi sakona, he's not allowed to be Michal Shabbos by Issa de Rabono. This is, just have to point out that the Chidushi Ran, by us, asks the same question which the Ramban asks, and he asks the Kasha from this Gemara that L'chayra should be mutter even though he doesn't have a din of a Chayli Sheyesh B'Sakona. But the Ran, you could say according to the Nativ, the Ran only asks this question before he's Mechadish later on Amud Beis, that there's a difference between a Sakonas Eiva and a Chayli Sheyesh B'Sakona. Up till now, the Ran was holding that the Ramban, that any Chayli Sheyesh B'Sakona, he allowed to be Michal Shabbos V'Eitzah the Rabbonon, and therefore he asks the Kasha from us, later on, when he's mechadish, later on by the story of Rabbi Yochanan, he's mechadish that Sakonas Eiva is different, then Be'emes is not shver from Al Gemara also, like the Netziv explains, because a tooth does not go into the klal of a Sakonas Eiva. Moving further on the Omer, the Gemara brings an interesting story, the Rabbi Yochanan, by Chosh B'Tzafdina, and he went to the Machanisa. The Gemara in the Maskona answers Omer Menachem by Yitzchok, Shani Tzafdina, the Machle, this is the Machles HaPeh, it ends in the Bnei Me'ayim, and therefore there's a heter to be Michal Shabbos like a Makos Shel Cholol. Rav Moshe Feinstein, his Tshuva Sigus Moshe, Urechaim Chele Gimel Simen Tzadik Aleph, brings this Gemara as an example and a Yesoid to be Mechadish, which someone asked him, what is the Aloch on Yom Kippur where someone has a Choyli She'ein Bo Sakona? The illness he's suffering from is a Choyli She'ein Bo Sakona. But the doctors say that if this choyli will not get cured and will not take the medicine he has to cure this choyli, it could develop eventually into a choyli sheyesh b'sakana. A different choyli can come, and this second choyli will be a choyli sheyesh b'sakana. So ask the shoyl in Igros Moshe, is this choyla who now on Yom Kippur is only a choyla sheyim b'sakana, is he allowed to take medicine on Yom Kippur with Mayim, which is the Issa of Shtir on Yom Kippur, in order to be Mirape himself from this Choyli She'im Bo Sakona, in order he shouldn't go into complications and eventually land up by a Choyli She'yesh Bo Sakona? Says Rav Moshe, he's got a raya from this Gemara in Avodah Zarah by Tzafdina, because the Gemara is mavur that even though the Machlo which Rabbi Yochanan has is a Choyli She'im Bo Sakona, Afal Pikein, the Gemara says, since it's maschil bepeh, but it's goymer b'vnei me'ayim, later on it moves over into the b'nei me'ayim, which is a makash shel cholol, he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So says Rav Moshe, you see that any choyli which might land up being a complication and turning into a choyli sheyesh bo sakona, this is a heter already now to look at him like a choyli sheyesh bo sakona to be mechal Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter even on Yom Kippur to go and take, be merapa this choyli and take the medicine even with mayim, because he has a loch of choyli sheyesh bo sakona. This is why Rav Moshe is miyased b'koyach al Gemara. Moving further on the Gemara on the base, the Gemara Ba'ayin Shemodo, which we discussed before, says the Gemara in the Maskona, the reason why you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos by Ayin Shemodo, and you mutal Krichla B'Shabbos, even Issa D'Reisa, is because the Ayin is Tolui in the Lev, in the heart, and therefore there's a heter of a Chili Sheyesh B'Sakona in order to be Michal Shabbos, even by Issa D'Reisa. Says the Ran and the Ramban, from our Gemara is Mavur, that even this person had a Sakonas Eiver, Afal Pikein, we knew this person will be blind, like Rashi says, he's gonna be blind after his Tolomoy Enayim Me'ivrim. And Rashi says, the Gemara holds there was no Sakonas Nefoshes, but a Sakonas Ivorin. Afal Pikein, if not for the Svar of the Gemara, that he's a Choyli Sheyesh Boi Sakona, since it's tolling on his lave, there'll be no Heter to be Michal Shabbos, by Yisadari Aysal Koponim. You see over here, Mefush, that the Sakonas Eiver is not enough to give him a din of a Choyla sheyesh by Sakona to be Mechal Shabbos by Yisadar Yaisa. And only a Machlo in the eye, which the Gemara explains later, different Machlis. These Machlis in the eye, there's a Bezunder Heter, a separate Heter, because it's Be'uvnes of the Libetolui, and therefore you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos by Yisadar Yaisa also. But any other Eiver, there's no Heter to be Mechal Shabbos. And so too, this is the shit of the Rosh in Siman Yud, and most of the Rishonim, the Rashba says so too in Shabbos, that Kuf Chof Tetzam Ad Aleph, that there's no Heter to be Michal Shabbos by Itza Dereisa, by a Sakonas Eivah, only by the Sakon of the Ayin, which is Toli Belev. And this is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, in Orichayim, Simashin Chof Ches, if Yud Zayin, you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos by Itza Dereisa for Sakonas Eivah, only for Achila Sheyish by Sakona. But Toisvus in Sukkah, Dav Chof Vovam Ad Aleph, says it's muchach in the sugya in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Ches that one is allowed to be mechal Shabbos even a chilul gomu, which is a chilul d'oraisa mishum sakonas eiva. Tosis quotes our Gemara that there's a heter to be mechal Shabbos by chilul gomu for a sakonas eiva. Asks the Rishash and so too the Sfas Emes over there in Sukkah Daf Chof Vov that l'chir in our Gemara is mefurish the other way. It's mefurish faket like the Rishonim Amadaik. That only by the eye, the Gemara says a separate svara, that the eye is different since it's totally in the lave. Mashenkin on the, any other eiver is mashma in the Gemara. There's no heter to be mechal Shabbos. And therefore the Rishash says you have to be magia in Tosfos, and Tosfos you have to be magia, says mishum sakonas ayin, not mishum sakonas eiver. Because sakonas eiver is bemes also to be mechal Shabbos, only a sakonas ayin. But bemes, in the Tosfos of Rosh over there in Sukkah, and so too in the Tosfos of Rabbeinu Peretz, and in Aguda, in Sukkah, they're all mefurish, they say this Lashon of Tosfos, that Mishum Sakonas Eiva, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos, like it's Mavur in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's a bit difficult to be Magia and all the Rishonim that are supposed to say Sakonas Ayin. And Be'emes, we find mefurish in Ozariah and Hilchas Yom Kippur, Simen Reish Pei, he brings down already early Machlokes Rishonim, that he says, quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam was matted to be Michal Shabbos, for any Eva, any Sakonas Eva, he says you're allowed to be Mati, to be Michal Shabbos, even by Isa Dereisa. The Motchin Shabbos also brings it down from Rabbeinu Tam, in Perik Yud Zayin, Ois Tov Samach Gimel, that any Eva is allowed to be Michal Shabbos. And the Oizaria already says from the Rav Yor, that he asks to Rabbeinu Tam, he asks on Rabbeinu Tam, that L'chir, the Al Gemara is Mavur Faket, is Mavur that only the Ay, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos, and not every Eva. The Bach in Simen Shim Chof Ches, says that he wants to be Miyashiv, that even Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos in any Sakonas Eva. He only means Eva which eventually might turn into a Chili Sheyish by Sakona, then you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos for any Eva. But Avada, if the Sakona is only on the Eva itself, then we're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. But the Maisa in the Loshon of the Ezariah, it's Mashma that the Rabbeinu Tam is Mati to be Michal Shabbos for every Sakonas Eva, and the Chiri, it's very schwer from our Gemara. But the Be'emes, we find Mefurish in the Me'iri, in our Gemara, who says a different pshat in the Sugya, and according to that, Rabbeinu Tam will be very gishmak, because Rabbeinu Me'iri says, he brings down Shittas Rashi, that Rashi says, a Sakona over here was Sakona Vivorin, and Afal Pikein were not matched to be Michal Shabbos, because it's only a Sakonas Eva, and the Gemara says a Svar of Tolu Belev, only for the Eva itself, says the Me'iri, Ein Nira, Ein Da, Dvorim Nira, it's mashmad, says Meiri, that any Sakonas Eva is allowed to be Michal Shabbos. And the Gemara which says that the Ayin is totally believe, the Gemara only said to the Rebusa that the Hefsed of Sakonas Eva is Kriva Lovoi. The Gemara explains that any Eva, it's a very easy thing to get damaged, and the Gemara doesn't need the extra Tosefes that it's totally believe. It's just bringing out the chimer of a Sakonas Eva. But Be'emel says, Me'iri, any Eva, we would say that allowed to be Michal Shabbos. And this is Mashmataka, that this is, was a shitta of the Rabbeinu Tam, and this is like the girsa we have in Tosfos in Sukkah, Chof Vov Amud Aleph, that is mutter to be Michal Shabbos, even a Chil Shabbos Dereisa, for any Eva, not just the Ayin. Al Koponim, one has to know that even though this is, there is such a day, and it could be Rabbeinu Tam holds like this, Afal Pikein, Reiv of the Rishonim, they all bring out from our Gemara that only a Machlo in the Ayin, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos by Isa Dereisa, and any other Eva, if there's not going to be a Sakona for Kol Aguf, There's no heter chil Shabbos, a chil Shabbos deraisa, and this is how it's paskin la'aloche in Shulchan Aruch, like we said, in Shichov Ches, if you're Zayin, that only a sakona of the eye is mutter, any other eva is also to be michal Shabbos by Issa deraisa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.